On this show, we've been asking filmmakers about the movies they never get tired of watching, the ones they could watch over and over again, including this one from the director of Bridesmaids.
Hey, I'm Paul Feig. I am a director, and I do occasionally write. And my movie that I've seen a million times is Casino Royale, directed by the amazing Martin Campbell and starring Daniel Craig and Ava Green. I'm also an enormous fan of the Ian Fleming books. Once you get into the books of James Bond, you realize that the movies were very different because they were kind of dark. And so when I saw Daniel Craig, this kind of like brooding Bond, it just felt like perfect to me, to the point, and this is heresy to say, I actually think he's my favorite Bond over even Sean Connery, who I loved, you know. But I just think Craig really embodies Ian Fleming's James Bond.
I knew it was too early to promote you.
Well, I understand 00s have a very short life expectancy, so your mistake will be short-lived.
Actually, the plot of Casino Royale is kind of great because it's basically about a guy, Le Chiffre.
Do you believe in God, Mr. Le Chiffre?
No. I believe in a reasonable rate of return.
Who's this bad guy who basically he's a banker who takes money from militias and terrorist groups and armies of rebels in Africa and stuff, and he takes their millions of dollars and invests them into something that he then manipulates through terrorism.
Do you want a clean kill or do you want to send a message?
We want him alive.
So Bond basically kind of breaks that up. And then this guy is in so much trouble with the militia guys that he took the money from because he lost it all that he has to enter this $10 million buy-in poker game of all the richest people in the world.
You changed your shirt, Mr. Bond. I hope our little game isn't causing you to perspire.
A little. But I won't consider myself to be in trouble until I start weeping blood.
Bond actually beats him and wins the money, and then Le Chiffre comes after him and tries to kill him. And then it goes into some intrigue that I won't give it away. I don't want to be the spoiler alert guy. There's this whole sequence where Bond is kind of tracking this bomb maker. There's somewhere in Africa, and the guy knows that he's there, and so this guy takes off running, and Bond chases him, and it's an entire parkour opening chase, which is, if you know about parkour, it's kind of the art of running and jumping and this acrobatic sort of gymnastics. And they have this incredible opening where this guy runs into a construction site, climbs up an enormous scaffolding onto this, like, skyscraper they're building, and they eventually end up kind of up on a crane, like, so high up in the air. And it just makes for absolutely the most exciting opening ever of just two guys chasing each other. Daniel Craig really is the Bond that you want to be, or at least I feel like I do. Well, you know, I mean, watching Roger Moore, you go, like, that'd be fun, because it also seems like it's really jaunty and funny and cool. But what's great about the Daniel Craig one is you feel like, okay, he can kind of get out of any situation, and yet maybe he can't. You know, he's still very human.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
That's Freaks and Geeks creator Paul Feig, talking about the movie he could watch a million times, Casino Royale. Feig directed the new film, The Heat, starring Sandra Bullock.